Quote, "The son shall not suffer for the iniquity of the father, nor the father suffer for the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." End quote. Ezekiel 18, verse 20. If failing or letting kids struggle to figure things out on their own is so good for them, why is it so hard for us as parents to allow that in their lives? There are several reasons. One, love. Because we love our sons and daughters, we confuse sheltering them from pain or suffering with caring for them. Thus, we delay important life lessons they should learn as we nudge them from the nest. Two, embarrassment. We are embarrassed by what others may think if our child fails or makes wrong choices. I often like to say, never make choices because of your fears or peers. Don't worry about what others think. This is your child, and those who are on your side wouldn't judge you anyway. Three, fear. There's that fear word again. It's easy to let our imaginations run away with us and forecast the worst-case scenario if our kids fail. But don't let your mind play tricks on you. In most cases, the setbacks they experience aren't that important in the grand scheme of life. But even if they are, ultimately, it is their responsibility and they need to take ownership. You simply can't do that for them. Four, habit. When our kids are newborns, they are entirely dependent on us for survival. As they develop, we see their rapid growth, but we don't pace with them in our parenting. We have to relinquish the habit of micromanaging them and study what is developmentally age-appropriate so we don't stifle them. Believe the best about your children and be their biggest cheerleader. A positive attitude goes a long way in convincing kids to do their best. Ultimately, they will choose their own path, and we need to let them. Allowing kids to experience natural consequences and appropriate failure does not ruin them. It rescues them from an indecisive and entitled future. Prayer script. Dear Lord, it's hard to see my children make bad choices. My heart hurts for them. I want to rescue them, but I know that is not always the best way for them to learn their lessons. Help me to communicate my expectations clearly and allow my children to make their own choices. When they fail, help them to learn from their mistakes, Lord. Thank you for loving us too much to allow us to go down a wrong path without your loving correction. I trust you are with my child, even when they bring suffering upon themselves. Help me to be empathetic in those moments of need. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.